Yeah, because I assume on that machine, when you go reverse, I'm assuming there's a servo or something that just spins the polarity around, puts the negative to the positive of the motor, and the positive is negative, and the motor runs backwards. That's how I assume they do it. But sometimes reverse could be in the gearbox too, who knows. But you had to put the gearbox together. Alright, and you said everything worked out when you did all the tests and stuff. Yeah, that's what I would do. If you can do it, if there's a way you can do it, you know, I know you got stuff to take care of now, but I mean, if you get a chance, there's a way you can do it. Disconnect the servo from the ball that controls the high and low, and push the thing in the high yourself with your finger or with a, you know, or slide something in there and push it all the way fully in the high. Snap the throttle while you do it. You know, hit the motors one time while you do it to really engage it and see if it stays in. And if it does, if everything works like it should, well then your servo's not throwing it far enough in there to engage it.